Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back in. The Abe TL Show hanging out with you. Quick piece of news before we get into this college football discussion. The Atlanta Braves lineup is now out, and so a little sigh of relief to see Ozzy Albies penciled back in there and obviously getting hit by the pitch on that knee yesterday. Pretty direct contact. He was off balance swinging, and it just kind of plunked right into the bone. Figured it wouldn't be necessarily a long-term issue, but I did wonder a little bit, bone bruise or swelling, if something would prevent him from getting out there today. But he is in the starting lineup, so a nice little – because that was what we thought, wasn't it? Like immediately, like as soon as something goes right for the Braves, something goes wrong for the Braves. And nice to see that Ozzy Albies not going to be limited by that knee. And so – back in there, and a little sigh of relief there as the Braves look to sweep the New York Mets tonight. We'll talk more about the Braves as we continue. Actually, the back end of this hour at 3:40, we're going to head out to Omaha and chat with Mike Farron. A little bit of College World Series, but we're also going to talk a little bit of Braves as well. FIFA Club World Cup now underway there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Man, it does look great. I mean, that pitch, the grass, it does look great. Crowd still not incredible. We'll try and get a number and a tally and see what's going on there. But again, 3 p.m. kickoff. I understand why they have it there, but probably not built for maximum attendance at 3 p.m. So there you go. I've been following college football articles, and I kind of jot one or two down a week and just say, hey, this is something I want to talk about here and there. And they kind of come in waves at times. And this one I found incredibly interesting. A lot of time now, here's the thing, got to be careful. CBS Sports just puts out list after list after list to do their own thing. ESPN's a little bit more judicious for what they write up in terms of a list. And a couple of weeks ago, ESPN's Adam Rittenberg wrote up college football's top 25 non-QB playmakers for the 25 season. And you know, I look at these lists without a goal in mind, without any intention of, hey, man, this is controversial. Let's make it a thing. And I didn't know what this list of 25 non-quarterback playmakers for the season. And Rittenberg, trying to take a little bit of a weight off of his own shoulders, says he asks coaches and others. So it's not fully his list. He got input elsewhere. So let's go through the list here. In wide receivers and tight ends, you've got Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith. Yeah, I can understand him being there. Alabama wide receiver Ryan Williams. Ohio State tight end Max Clair. And Josh Cameron there at Baylor. And I understand that. For the running back group, Jeremiah Love, kind of a niche Heisman dark horse there for Notre Dame. Le'Veon Moss at Texas A&M. Both Nick Singleton and Ka'Chon Allen at Penn State. Desmond Claiborne at Wake Forest. Isaac Brown at Louisville. And Jaden Baugh at Florida. On the defensive end, defensive tackle list, you got Danny Dennis Sutton at Penn State. Dylan Stewart, who was incredible last year. T.J. Parker and Peter Woods for Clemson. R. Mason Thomas at Oklahoma. Caleb Banks at Florida. And Jaden Virgin Morgan at Boise State. Cornerback, safety, Caleb Downs, who might be the best defensive player in the country. You might not even have to say defensive. You might just say best player in the country. Caleb Downs at Ohio State. And Chandler Rivers at Duke. And then in the linebacking, you got Anthony Hill, Jr. out of Texas. Jacob Rodriguez, Texas Tech. Gabe Jackis out of Illinois. Drake Bowen at Notre Dame. And Matayo Uyunglele there at Oregon. I checked the list. And like Santa, I checked it twice. No Bulldogs? No one from Georgia? Interesting. And I want to welcome Garrett Chapman into the program as we have this discussion as well. Co-host with me on College Football Game Time, and certainly you've heard him off the bench as well. Is it concerning that on a non-quarterback list of college football's top playmakers, there are no Georgia Bulldogs? And when I go back to last year, I don't think you would have necessarily, maybe preseason you would have had someone on this list. I think when you look at the top 25 playmakers last year, I don't think any Bulldogs would have made it either. And I start to wonder and correlate if that's a problem, if that's why they didn't get over the hump.
No, and I'll tell you, and this is why. I don't think that Georgia, for the most part, in the Kirby Smart era,
offensively, I think I know where you're
offensively
headed. Offensively. I think I know where you're headed, yeah.
Is a
with the exception
individual
of the Brock Bowers thing.
Oriented
right.
Offense.
Yeah.
That's just not what they are. Brock Bowers,
he was so good, you could not. You
Brock
know what
Bowers,
I mean? You could not go with him.
I mean, because Ladd McConkey was an unbelievable player, but
well,
I wouldn't have had him on this list.
I think
probably.
People are going to see him in the NFL this year.
They'll show what he's actually
that guy's one of the 7 or 8 best receivers in all of the NFL. I tend to agree with you. I think you can kind of write off the wide receiver room because it's a largely unknown entity.
But even the running back position for the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think this is because you go, and I agree with you, it's running back by committee. I also think it's about how the offense is called at times. You try to be balanced. I think Penn State wants to run the ball. I think Ohio State wants to get the ball into the hands of their top wide receiver and their top tight end. I think Georgia wants to play, one, conservative on offense, which is part of it, and then also just be incredibly balanced as well. I'm not as bothered by the fact that there's not a receiver or a running back on this list. But the Georgia Bulldogs, who defensively have dominated college football over the last 7 or 8 years, some years are better than others, but at the end of the day, they are putting 3 or 4 guys into the NFL on defense in the first round every year. No defensive dogs on this list?
Come back to me midseason.
So that's part of it. Now that's part of it because I tend to believe that this list is, again, it's a preseason list.
Sure.
I tend to believe that there's going to be guys that we haven't really talked about at the top end of next year's draft or the draft after that that are going to be like, oh, yeah, this guy's the next Jordan Davis or
well, this is
Carter
what happens when you
whatever.
Change out a lot of guys and you get a lot of guys drafted. Especially you're like they had this year in the NFL draft. They had a ton of dudes drafted. And almost every single one of those guys came on the defensive side of the ball. K.J. Bolden is the name that I'm circling, highlighting, and underlining. He is going to be a household name by midseason.
I also think that this list is a little boring because one of the other places that the Bulldogs specialize in is the offensive line. And there's no O-lineman on the list of playmakers in college football.
Don't tell Mike Johnson.
No, it's not my list. He's not going to be mad at me. He can yell at ESPN. But I also think Georgia, despite throwing a number of O-linemen into the draft, they're going to be fine.
The offensive line, I would also say for the Bulldogs, I think it wasn't as good last year, but I think that has a lot to do with you know, injuries, continuity, just in general. I think ultimately Georgia's going to be just fine. You know, they've added a ton of different players into this wide receiver room. Colby Young is coming back. You've got Zachariah Branch, who's now in there. You've got dudes, and I think they're going to be largely fine. Nate Frazier is the person who I've circled as the guy who needs to take a big step forward for them on offense. Gunnar Stockton, obviously the quarterback, new guy under center. That's going to be a very important step that they're going to have to take next year. But Nate Frazier especially, because they were 102nd in rushing offense last year. And I cannot remember a Georgia offense, much less a Kirby Smart offense, that was in the back half of the NCAA, much less in the triple digits when it comes to rushing offense. So Nate Frazier and the rest, he's going to lead that running back room, and they need to stay healthy. That's
yeah,
really
and I think that's part of the discussion that makes UGA so interesting to me, is that I know everyone's focusing on Gunnar Stockton, and rightfully so. If he's that good, then that team's going to be unbeatable. I really feel that way. I think people are forgetting how average that offense was last year. And you just mentioned the running stat, the running totals. We've talked about it. Carson Beck, right, was supposed to come in, be a Heisman contender, one of the top five picks in the NFL draft. He was nowhere close to that. And part of that is obviously the issues at receiver, the drop passes, et cetera. But he also wasn't like this most dynamic quarterback in the country that made up for the inefficiencies elsewhere. And I think we're asking Gunnar Stockton to try and do a lot of things that you weren't getting from Carson Beck last year. I don't think it's that big of a difference. I think you obviously built up other aspects of the program, specifically the receiver room, and I think that's going to help out Gunnar Stockton. But it's not like Gunnar Stockton's replacing some elite, uber-talented, once-in-a-generation quarterback. I mean, that's not what – and I'm not saying that Carson Beck isn't that guy, but the performance of Carson Beck wasn't that. And so I don't think you need as much from Gunnar Stockton as a lot of people have built it to be.
Well, you're not going to be able to replicate his arm talent. Gunnar Stockton's not that type of player necessarily, not what Carson Beck can do in that offense. But Gunnar does do something that Carson Beck couldn't do. He can move around the pocket. He could run around. He can make things happen with his legs. And I remember we talked to Brendan Adams last fall, right, when they made the decision that Gunnar Stockton was going to be the guy in the Sugar Bowl. Well, made the decision once he was going to have surgery and he was going to have to be the guy. He compared him a little bit to what Stetson Bennett was. Not as Stetson Bennett, like the walk-on crazy, like the mental guy who's just like the dog in that way, but I'm saying more physical ability. What he's able to do and bring to the football field physically resembles a lot more what you had with him.
Yeah, and the Stetson thing is so unique. It because, and I'm on probably my own little island with this. Stetson was like a lightning in the bottle type of thing. There were so many unquantifiable things. Because from just a physical, pure quarterback, nothing overly special. Very good athlete.
Good player.
Pretty good arm. But nothing like uber elite.
It was his head.
It was the unquantifiables that were elite with Stetson Bennett. It's one of the weirdest stories. One of the weirdest careers you've ever seen.
It's the guy you want leading your offense when you're down two touchdowns against Ohio State.
I don't even know how to explain what it was. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, not
because
of talent.
You're a winner. That's what you are. Yeah. It's a winner.
No doubt about
that.
That's
what it is.
All right, when we come back, NFL, headlines, news and notes, and Pete Prisco, speaking of CBS and list season, a little disrespect to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll tell you what list I'm talking about on the other side. It's the Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the Abe TL Show. Filling in for Dukes and Bell today. They'll be back with you tomorrow, 2 to 6. And they're going to be at Twin Peaks right there in Buckhead. So if you have an opportunity to stop by, feel free. Less than a week until the Hawks draft, number 13 and 22 overall. We'll see what they can add to the squad in the draft. Draft is always fascinating because you never really judge who the guys are, but at least last year when you were towards the top of the draft, we knew it was going to be one of two, or potentially if they threw in a real curveball, like one of two or three guys, but it was probably between Rizashe and Sarr. And you kind of could do some homework and whatever. At 13 and 22, There's a 50-50 shot that it's a guy I watched a lot of in college and am relatively familiar with. And there's a 50-50 shot it's a guy I need a pronunciation guide for, and I couldn't tell you anything about him. So it'll be fascinating to see what we got going on for the Atlanta Hawks draft next Wednesday. Also next Wednesday, Atlanta United returns to action on the road against Columbus, and they're really in a situation where they got to find some points on the road. They're on the road, not just against Columbus, but moving forward for a while because Club World Cup has taken over Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In action right now, FC Porto got an early penalty kick, and so they are up right now on Inter Miami. Messi is starting and playing well thus far, but it is Porto with the 1-0 lead. I hope to get a official attendance count from MBS soon. But it looks like it's a better crowd. They're not sold out, I would say, but hopefully a little bit better and a little bit more respect in regards to Atlanta as a soccer town, because some of the discussion was just nonsense. But we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. Some interesting stories in the National Football League, and I think as we discuss these stories, and a reminder, Mike Farron is going to join me, MLB Network Radio, College Baseball for ESPN. He's going to join me in our next segment. A little bit of College World Series discussion. Also, share some thoughts from Mike on the Braves. And if you're paying close attention to the Braves broadcasts on FanDuel, you heard Mike get name dropped by CJ Nitkowski not too long ago. So those two work together with MLB Network Radio, and so should have a fun discussion. Mike, one of my favorite people, alongside Grant McCauley, of course, to talk baseball with. So there you go. Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders ticketed for driving 101 in a 60. And so many things go through my head here. Right, because anytime someone does something illegal, and speeding is illegal, right? But I'm also not going to sit here. Now, I don't go 101. I don't honestly know if my car can get to 101. But I'm also not going to sit here and pretend that I don't speed on the highway. And it's a 60-mile-per-hour zone, guys. He's going 101 on the highway. Let's just call it what it is. It's too fast. It's unnecessary. I'm not going to sit here and say it's dangerous. Like you can go 100 miles per hour safely. Like, just because you're going 100 doesn't mean it's reckless and wild. And, like, one of my older cars could get up to 100. And I've been up to 100. When I was on the highway alone on a long road trip, I've gone 100 miles an hour. It was like twice. So I'm not going to sit here and crush him from that perspective. Now, you're going 100 weaving in and out of traffic. That's a different discussion. You're going 100 blowing through stop signs and crosswalks. That's a different discussion. He went 100 on the highway, guys. I drove, well, today was different. There was a lot of wrecks and some traffic. So no one was going 100 today. I bet you on my drive home, someone zooms by me at 100 miles per hour on 85 North. It happens every day. Every single day I get passed by someone going 95 or 100. So I'm not going to make this out necessarily for something it doesn't need to be. My first question, should it impact the Browns quarterback race? No. It probably shouldn't. I can make the argument that it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. The Browns aren't going to be that good, and so you don't want to reward this behavior. But whatever. I don't think it should impact the Browns quarterback race. I don't think we need to tie this in to why Shador slipped in the draft. Or say something stupid like he was raised wrong or any of that stuff. He went 100 miles an hour on the highway. It's stupid. It's unnecessary. At the same time, a lot of people do that. Let's not make it out for something we don't need it to be. Now, I will say this. And I say this in a lot of different situations. When you're someone like Shador, and it could be anyone, it could be Bo Nix, it could be Michael Penix, it could be Malik Nabers, it doesn't matter who, Puka Nacua, doesn't matter. When you're in the situation you're in, as a professional athlete, why would you risk anything? That's the question I always have. Why would you at any point risk something that could wholly or partially derail your career? Now, I want to go back to my statement just a moment ago. He's going 100 on the highway. It happens. But I also want to tie in another story that we've been reminded of this week because he was out of jail and out of prison and able to address the deceased. And that's Henry Ruggs, right? It's a situation like that. Why would you put yourself in any situation as a professional athlete that could partially or wholly derail your career? Bad decisions were made. And obviously, again, what happened to Henry Ruggs is completely different than what happened to Shador. I'm not saying that they're the same. I'm using it as an example of, as a pro athlete, you cannot put yourself in any position that can affect your career. For something so stupid, so dumb as going fast. And yeah, this all ties back, if you want it to what's going on in Athens and anywhere else with college kids. It's just a reminder of what are we doing. The good news is it appears nobody got hurt. Hopefully it's a moment where he can learn and grow and move forward. And ideally, he never goes over 90 on the highway ever again. Because I'm not going to go something crazy. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, he should never go over 65. Like, I drive faster than 65 every day on the highway. I think technically it's speeding. But, like, what are we doing here? it's the Atlanta Highway. Like, if you're not going at least 75, you're getting rammed.
Flow of traffic.
Yeah.
Flow of traffic. Always now, go the flow of traffic.
I normally sit in the 70. I hope there's no one listening that can, like, backdate an arrest here. I normally go at
statute of limitations.
Yeah, something like that. Eyewitness. Maybe I'm lying.
Can't prove it.
Can't prove it. I normally sit around 75 to 78 miles an hour. That's where I'm normally at. I'm not in the far left lane. I'm certainly not in the right lane. I'm speeding. And so call me a hypocrite if you want. I think there's a difference between speeding at 70 and speeding at 100. But, like, I don't know, 80, 85, I'm still like, yeah, I mean, he's on the highway going 85. Like, we got places to go. But I'm also not a pro athlete. And there isn't an argument necessarily that my job would be impacted by a speeding ticket for 51 miles over the speed limit. So, anyways, I said all of that in some circular nonsense to just say, let's not make it something it's not. He was going 100 miles per hour on the highway. It's dumb. It's not a career ender. And so let's keep that in mind. And I still think he's the best quarterback on the Browns roster. I don't know if that's saying much. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. All right, when we come back, and I never got to this NFL list, Pete Prisco. I'll get to it at some point. If not, I do have it already on the rundown for tomorrow with Randy. We'll see if he cares to tackle it. But when we come back, college baseball, Major League Baseball. Mike Farron covers it all. He's there live in Omaha. We're going to talk to him next on the Abe TL Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, Abe TL Show, hanging out in place here on Juneteenth. One ahead and two the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and welcome in Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio, college baseball for ESPN. He is live in what is now a day off in Omaha, and we'll explain exactly how that came to be, because last night was some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. But just in general, Mike Farron, how much are you enjoying this year's College World Series?
It's been great so far. It's been fun to have a wide variety of teams, Abe. I mean, last year, the four SEC, four ACC here. So being able to see a good representation from around the country has been nice. And there have been some really compelling games, not the least of which was last night. And I think we got two pretty good teams playing in the finals with the red-hot Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, and who've won 26 straight games now, which is pretty incredible. And LSU, after their win over Arkansas, they just really had the Razorbacks number this year.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Coastal Carolina in just a moment. But you were on the call last night, and I know you're an empathetic guy. How tough was it to watch what was going on for Arkansas? Obviously, they get a line out that was destined to be the game's final. Well, I mean, even before that, you're talking about a force play to third instead of trying to turn two. You wonder if that's the right call. You go the safe route. Then you get the line out that was the game ender, and the left fielder slips, ricochets, as far as I've seen a ball ricochet off of a human before. Tie game, and then the walk-off was, I don't even want to say an inch, a centimeter, a millimeter of extrovert, and the second baseman catches that. And for a team that a couple years ago had a foul ball that could have ended a game as well, now twice like this in Omaha, it had to be tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that foul ball you referenced, I mean, that would have ended the College World Series. They would have won their first championship. That was game two of the finals against Oregon State. And on the play that you referenced with the second baseman jumping, like if he's an inch shorter on that, I think they have a play at the plate on Luis Hernandez, who doesn't run that well. He's a catcher. So, I mean, yeah, it was a crazy finish. I feel horrible for Chuck Davalon, who's a really good player. He's the left fielder who slipped as he was coming in on a line drive. And when he made the diving attempt, like, I don't know that I've seen that happen before, where it just missed his glove and it looked like it hit his shoulder and caromed into the corner. And the other stuff is miscues, right? Like the poor decision by Fahivo Aloy, the SEC player of the year, to try and take the lead runner down when the lead runner really didn't matter in that situation. You need to get two. If you don't get two, you're still in a position where you have a force at second, like it wouldn't have been the end of the world. And even earlier in the inning, Reese Robinette, the first baseman, went way to his right to go and try and glove a ball that should have been the second baseman's, and then couldn't hit the pitcher running to cover the base too. So it was just a whole bunch of things that went wrong, but I had a lot of empathy for the Arkansas kids and especially Chuck Davalon for what happened there. That was the part that really got me, was that, you know, he just, like, he didn't really do anything wrong. He just slipped. And, you know, these are, you know, a 19-year-old kid who has that happen, or 20-year-old kid, like, that's terrible. And so I did have a lot of empathy for him, and I liked that Jay Johnson, the LSU coach, did too. I mean, he went over to console a lot of the Arkansas players after the game, because, you know, that's a tough way to win a game when stuff like that happens, and especially with something like that to a player who I know he's got a lot of respect for in Davalon.
Yeah, and Arkansas, I'd argue the high moment of the College World Series with a no-hitter, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. because of how it played out, probably the lowest moment of the College World Series in heartbreaking elimination, and that sends LSU into the College World Series Championship Series. It's going to start on Saturday. It's a best 2 of 3, and they're playing Coastal Carolina. And this is a team, look, you know this, I know this, but to someone who's newer to college baseball, you just sit and say, Coastal Carolina, what a Cinderella story. That's not really the case. This is a team and a program that has been very good for a very long time. As you mentioned, they're on an incredible winning streak currently. And while I know technically through odds and all that, they are a slight underdog to LSU, I don't think it would surprise anyone if they take 2 of 3.
Yeah, I picked them, I mean, before the World Series started. I think they're really good. You know, for those who don't know, I mean, Coastal won the national championship in 2016. So they're the last mid-major to win a men's college World Series championship. They, as we talked about, are on a 26-game winning streak. The Sun Belt is a really good baseball conference. Usually it was down a little bit this year, but in the down year, they still had two of the top 16 seeds in the tournament, right? So it shows you the quality of play that's in the conference. And they have the second-best pitching staff by ERA in the country this year, which is, you know, no small feat. And they have two guys that are going to go, and Cam Flukie and Jacob Morrison, who are legitimate prospects. Now, they're not potential first-rounders like LSU's tandem of Kate Anderson and Anthony Ionson, who will go in the first two games, but they are really good, and they have an outstanding pitching staff. They have a catcher that's a first-rounder who's their leadoff hitter, Caden Bodine, who's probably the best defensive catcher in the country, at least among juniors, and he is a guy that is a really good contact hitter. He's a switch hitter, and while he doesn't have a lot of power, he really is a good table setter. They have a very solid lineup. And they don't make mistakes. Like, they play great defense. They make good base running decisions. They're aggressive on the base paths. So it's a fun team to watch. And yeah, they're going to be up for the challenge against LSU. This isn't just like, they really bristle at this idea that they're a Cinderella, right? Because they have been such a good program for the last decade. They don't look at themselves that way. They look at themselves as, you know, one of the alphas in the sport. And I think it's hard to argue against that.
Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio, College Baseball for ESPN on the WadeFord.com hotline. Final question about Omaha and the College World Series. We got some Braves news I want to talk with you about, and obviously the Braves just in general chance to sweep the Mets tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. You've been going to Omaha and covering the College World Series for a number of years now. I haven't been since the mid-20-teens, and it just feels like the sport itself has grown, and I imagine the College World Series has continued to become more and more of a destination event. How much of that have you noticed and have you seen versus where it was in 2010, 2008, and some of the years before compared to what it is now? I mean, the Jell-O Shot Challenge on its own is it wasn't a big deal when I was there. I mean, it happened, it was held, but it wasn't like it is now. And I think that's just representative of the larger scale of what Omaha and the College World Series has become.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were probably there together the last time you were here, right? So,
absolutely.
I mean, I think it's a lot different. You know, they had moved from Rosenblatt Stadium downtown in 2011, and I think it took some time for it to get its footing. And, you know, the Ballpark Village, which is the area around the ballpark, has really blown up. There's a fan fest that's gotten more and more popular. And I think where I've really noticed it is that, like, the midweek day games now have much better attendance than they did early on in this event. And I think people are coming and staying longer. I think there's more, you know, there are more youth tournaments in the area, too. There's usually a big youth tournament that goes on in Council Bluffs, which is right across the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge in Iowa, which you can actually walk to from downtown Omaha, short walk. And there's a bunch of baseball tournaments that are there, and kids come to the games. It's really turned into a pretty big event. And I think we're seeing more and more growth in college baseball. I think the SEC Network going online helped that. You know, that's a sport that really matters in the Southeastern Conference. You know, ACC Network having a bunch of linear TV games, I think that helps. ACC is growing. They're a little behind the SEC, but there's growth there. And I think ESPN's commitment to college baseball is continuing to grow. And I think there's going to be bright things in the future for that and how they want to continue to make this event a big deal. And it's not just about the games. I mean, the games certainly have gotten better with pitch timer too, because they've tightened things up. It's made it a better event, I think, because of that. But also, like, it's the fans here, and the fan environment is really cool. And I think it's great during the regular season in college baseball, because it's, you know, like, you get these 4,000, 5,000 seat venues that are packed houses. Heck, you get 10, 11, 12, whatever, at the Mississippi schools. And it's different than minor league baseball, right? It's way better in terms of an environment, because everybody's going crazy like they would in any college crowd. So I really love it, and I love the way that it continues to grow. I love the energy of it. I love that there's a little bit more variety in the way that the game is played compared to Major League Baseball. And so you get some teams that will, you know, hit and run and steal a lot of bases, and you have to kind of do what you have with your personnel. And the schedule is the third is long, which means that you have, you know, three times the priority on every game that you have in Major League Baseball. And so that adds a level of intensity to it, too. So all of it has really grown to make this a special event.
Switching gears here, Mike, going from College World Series into the Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball a little bit as well, because there's some Braves news that came down within the past couple of minutes. Mark Bowman writing out there on social media that Didier Fuentes is going to be called up tomorrow to start against the Marlins, a 20-year-old prospect with 48 Ks in 40 innings across three different levels. I'll be honest, Mike, I'm not as big of a prospect guy as I once was. I know almost nothing about Didier Fuentes coming up for tomorrow's start. What do you know about him? What can you tell me?
I really don't know a whole lot either, and that's usually that's a fail on my part, because you need to know your beat, right? So, I don't know that I have a great answer for you. I mean, obviously, they feel like at 20 years old, the Braves certainly aren't afraid to move guys quickly up through the minors, and we've seen them have success with pitchers that have had relatively short times in the minor leagues. I mean, I think, you know, both Strider and Schwellenbach kind of fit that mold, but I'll have to do a little bit more digging, because I hadn't heard that news, and so I'll text you later as soon as I get a good report on it.
I'm on till 6, so plenty of time for me to get that word out there. The other thing, obviously, is it continues to allow the Braves to set their rotation for the Mets run that is coming up, giving guys an extra day of rest and really making sure they have the guys they want lined up for that 10-game stretch, a 9-game stretch that's on the way. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Speaking of the Braves here, Mike, last two nights they've taken victories against the Mets here at home. Braves fans are desperate for something to signal a turn, something to feel like this team still has a chance to make its way to the playoffs. I think everyone here feels if you can get to the playoffs – with the pitching staff that you have, they can be dangerous. With Acuna returning to MVP form, and he's been outstanding, they can be dangerous. It's just been such a bad start. I understand that two games is not a half season of upturn, but does it feel a little bit, some glimmer of hope that what we've seen the past two nights is maybe something the fans can get behind?
I mean, I wouldn't – just like everything else in baseball, you know, I don't want to over-index on anything, the wins or the losses. I mean, the fact that they lost seven straight series was pretty problematic. And they have a hole to climb out of. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that they've won a series against the Mets is a huge positive. And I don't think that there's going to be a moment where you snap your fingers and all of a sudden the Braves are contenders, right? It's going to be more of a slow grind. I mean, right now the path to the playoffs in the National League isn't quite as challenging as I thought it would be. As of right now, the number three wild card team is on pace for about 86 wins. My guess is it finishes north of that, but maybe not by much. It might be like 88 is what you need, which is not all that dissimilar to what the Braves did last season. So, and if you think back to, you know, when they won the World Series in 2021, that was the record that they had too, it was an 88 win season. Now I don't think they're going to win the division at that number, but they certainly can get into the postseason right around there. And that team was under 500 at the trade deadline. So it's just a constant reminder that it is a really long season, that the same football, we do it every day. And so anything that's moving in the right direction is a positive. They're playing much better than they did during that seven series streak. You know, they need to get a little bit more consistent offense, although it feels like it's starting to come. You hope that the depth holds up pitching wise. I mean, obviously the AJ Smith-Shawver injury is a real disappointment, but I think it's good that they're trending in the right direction. I thought when they get back to 500, what was it, 6 weeks ago, I thought that was when things were going to start to turn for them. It didn't. They spent a lot of energy to get there, fell back a little bit, but they've got to just keep grinding it out in every series that they can win in this stretch, including that Marlins series, you know, not just the Phillies and Mets ones that are upcoming. It's going to move them closer to it, and if they can get around 500 at the deadline, you know this front office is going to add.
And then two really quick questions. I only got 30 seconds here, Mike. Do both Chris Sale and Ronald Acuna Jr. make the National League All-Star team?
I think Sale does. Acuna, I'm not sure. He got a little bit of a later start, but certainly he's one of the biggest stars.
And then final question, how bad did it have to be for Devers and Boston to part and then for him to immediately accept playing anywhere that'll help the team?
I mean, Boston just absolutely bollocks that so badly by not communicating with him all winter long. I mean, this is entirely on them, but like, I don't know how you get rid of a guy of that impact. Like, that was, and for, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, basically, in terms of talent. I get that the San Francisco took on the whole contract, but man, that made the Giants a real contender.
Yeah. You see, every once in a while, you get completely blindsided by a move. This was one of them for me here in Major League Baseball.
It's Luka Doncic, but for baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, always appreciate your time. Hopefully we can catch up. Are you coming to Atlanta for All-Star Game?
I will. Yep, I'll see you there.
All right, sounds good. Mike Farron on the WadeFord.com hotline. I'll try and coordinate and catch up with Mike then. Thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. All right, when we come back, halfway home here on the ABTL show, we're going to go outside the perimeter, talk about some of the top national sports stories, headlines, and topics. And just a reminder, at 4:45, going to be joined in studio by Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, that Chevy out there. Has interesting stuff to talk with him about, some serious and some goofball stuff as well. So make sure you're tuned in at 4:45. We're going to chat a little NASCAR as well. It's the ABTL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.